Here's a thought on abstractions. Abstracts are one of the most puzzling types of photography that absolutely fascinate me. I love abstract photography, and I know by counting myself in that group that brings the total number of people who love abstracts in photography to about 4, because the other 7 billion people on the planet don't like abstractions. I'm aware of this. Okay, I might be exaggerating just a little bit, but I know in general, abstracts are the most difficult photographs to get people interested in, certainly to sell. Hardly anybody wants to put an abstract photograph above the fireplace as a feature of the decor in their room. And I'm not sure why. It may have something to do with the fact that when you connect emotionally with an abstract, it's kind of rare. But it's also fraught with insecurity. You may think an abstract is gorgeous, but will all your friends and neighbors who see it hanging on the wall agree with you? Or will they scratch their heads, as you'd probably do, as I know I do, with many abstracts, whether it's photography or painting or watercolor or whatever? It just doesn't connect with me. But when an abstract does connect, it is powerful. It is unpredictable, and I find it's also fickle. I've had many abstracts that I've just loved in my youth that fall out of favor with the passage of time. It just ceases to be meaningful, and vice versa. I've had ones that I've seen in my youth that I thought, no big deal, and then later on I look at them and I think, wow, that's fantastic. I'm sure this has something to do with patterns in our brain. Maybe there's a Rorschach sort of approach to abstracts. I don't know. But one thing I do know is abstracts on their own, without any supporting docent kind of material, lead a very precarious life. So as contrary as it might seem, the one area that I've had success with when it comes to abstracts in my photographic career has been when I use a little bit of text to explain them. Explain's a bad word. To try to place the image in context as to why it's meaningful to me. And maybe people can relate to that, or maybe they just need a little nudge at how to look at an abstract, or maybe it's comforting to see the reasoning that I used for wanting to produce an abstract. I don't know, but it does seem to work a little bit. Not always. Sometimes adding words or titles or that kind of thing to an abstract is like putting legs on a snake. Totally unnecessary kind of thing. But I have observed that when I give a group of abstracts a title and perhaps a little introduction as to why I present this group of abstracts, it does help people cross the bridge between what they consider a pretty picture and what they might consider interesting in an abstract. Titles do run the risk, however, of pushing people into an interpretation of an abstract image that might be a little too aggressive. I might title my abstract XYZ, and people look at it and say, well, that's not XYZ, it's ABC. So by trying to clarify the abstract with words, I may actually complicate the scenario and antagonize the viewer who maybe doesn't prefer being told how to interpret an abstract. They want to do it on their own. Whatever the case may be, the bottom line is abstracts are, as they say, a difficult sell. More often than not, in my creative life, abstracts become a personal, individual, guilty pleasure. And as such, I keep their distribution kind of down to a dull roar, because I know that fundamentally, very few people are going to look at my abstracts and think, wow, that's really cool. Even though I might look at them and say, That's way beyond cool. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. But those are my emotions about the abstract that I've created. And when it comes to abstracts, that better be enough reason to produce them. Because if you're waiting for validation from the external world, you may find you wait for a long, long time.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.